Okay, panel, some more questions for you about the week's news. Mo, as younger people fill the workforce, more and more companies are offering employees a chance to bring their what to work?
Okay, yeah, thanks. It's like The Price is Right suddenly, okay.
No, it is not like The Price is Right.
It's probably their pets.
No, not okay, their pets. All right. That's old.
Thanks, audience.
Their spouses.
Not their spouses.
Their children.
Not their children.
Their mistresses. they're able to bring. Give me a clue.
You got everybody but the people we're talking about.
They're in. You don't want to bring your in-laws.
Not your in-laws.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
Okay, your children. Your parents.
Your parents.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry. Bring your parents to work day is a thing that is happening. If you can't believe your child is qualified for gainful employment after spending their teenage years staring at screens, take advantage of Bring Your Parents to Work Day. Come down and watch them stare at screens, but for money. These events, which companies are actually having, are for young people who want to show their parents they're doing well, right? And to hear their mom come down to the workplace, look around, see all the amenities and say, what a fun place to work, but why do you guys spell Grindr without an E?
Ah. I just tell her it's an app for finding the nearest coffee shop.
You know, I'm a parent of kids that are too young to work.
Yes.
But I would think that when they become of working age, the one sign that I would have that they weren't really ready to join the workforce is if they wanted me to come visit them at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think about my father, like, you know, bringing my father to work. When I had my first ever piece of published writing, it was in the New York Times, of all places, right? First published
piece.
Heard of them. I called my father, and I'm like, Dad, I got my first published piece in the New York Times. And he's like, in earnest, you didn't try for the Post?
I want to bring your grandfather to work and throw darts at his leg and freak my colleagues out.
Adam, the Golden Bridge in Vladivostok, Russia is the easiest way to get to the city center, but it's closed to pedestrians. So four men who wanted to get across it decided to do what?
Pretend to be vehicles.
That's right.
What?
They dressed, they disguised themselves.
Oh, that's good.
In a giant bus costume.
Oh, so they had to get a group together.
Yeah, they got a group together. There'd be four of them. The vehicle-only bridge had its usual traffic of cars, trucks, and buses when somebody noticed that one of the buses had eight legs. And so these four guys in a bus costume made it about halfway across the bridge before being stopped by police, who instructed the people inside to immediately back up off the bridge, and of course the guys all started going beep, beep, beep.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.